Allah Ta'ala's bounties to increase upon us. The ulama explained that what is the actual haqiqat and reality of shukr. First, to acknowledge.
Inform my servants, inform your ummatis, la yastawi al-khabith wa tayyib, that filth and dirt, that is, every lifestyle which is contrary to the teachings of Quran Sharif. What the Quran Sharif doesn't teach us, that is, besides the lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, besides the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
word is like that bad and miserable type of tree, referring and all those things which grow just like that, uchtuthat min fawqil ard, which are uprooted from the surface of the earth and for which there is no stability. Weeds, they grow very quickly, but they don't have stability. Just one pull, and that weed can be uprooted from the ground.
They said, in a Muslim home, we got a Christian lifestyle or other lifestyle, so we like that lifestyle. We don't like Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, although we're going to madrasa or we're going to the masjid, but we just want to be in and out. So from this we should realize, Allah says, Fattakullah. Inculcate the love of Allah, which is called taqwa.
Deity, and so that people of intelligence and understanding can take admonishment.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عن أبي رزين رضي الله عنه أنه قال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أدلك على ملاك الأمر الذي تصيب به خير الدنيا والآخرة عليك for the sake of Allah. Abu Razin radiyallahu anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, should I not show you the leader of all actions through which you may attain the goodness of both the worlds? Be regular in attending the gatherings of dhikr, and when alone, keep your tongue engaged in the dhikr of Allah as much as possible. Love for the sake.
When you come and learn Quran Sharif, and not only those that are learning, we all of us, when we pick up Quran Sharif, make niyat of hidayat of Allah and to follow the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then see that the hatred of all the special and everything will go out of our life. Otherwise, we just read Quran Sharif and we passing our life with no niyat, no intention.
Truly to Allah Ta'ala. From this also, in here is proof of the existence and the oneness of Allah, that everything belongs to Allah Ta'ala, and as in many ayats Allah Ta'ala has explained, Allah has set the sun on its course, the moon on its course. And these things cannot change, they are following that cause of Allah. And his ashes were scattered everywhere. He will be also gathered immediately, and all will be brought together and be presented by Allah Ta'ala. Inna nahnu nuhyi wa numit wa ilayna al-masir. Hum hai jilate aur marte aur hum tak hai sabko pahunchna. It is only we who give life, and you will see everyone will fall on their knees on that day. On the day of Qiyamah, before all the things start, the Hisab, Kitab, accountability, Jahannam will be brought forward in front of the people, and then it will be unveiled, and the people will see the flames of Jahannam, and the noises and screaming of Jahannam, to pay for it accordingly. So each one will face the consequences of his actions. اليوم تجزون ما كنتم تعملون آج بدلا پاؤ گے جیسا تم کرتے تھے. Today you will find your reward and your returns according to what you had done in the world. هذا كتابنا ينتشر hurriedly to the place of resurrection. ذلك حشر علينا يسير یہ اکھتا کرنا ہم کو آسان ہے. And together people like this on the day of Qiyamah, Allah say this is very easy for us. This is no big job. Just as we created the heavens and the earth and it did not die, then Allah Himself wipes it out from those records. Inna kunna nastansikhu ma kuntum ta'amadun. Hum likhwate jaate the jo kuch tum karte the. We were dictating all the time to the kiram and katibin all that which you had done. We had it written down. All your actions, practice upon deen and propagate deen all the time. And by means of the Quran Sharif, you keep on warning the people and reminding them of the life of the Akhirah and to correct their lives. In other words, people will keep on passing remarks, criticizing, making all types of funny remarks. consist of a fraud and fake nature. It isn't genuine. Things of this world are not genuine. The real life is the life of Akhirat. And a person who gets the mentions of Jannat and gets the Hurul Een of Jannat and gets a wonderful rivers of Jannat, that is what is success. And the opportunity is now to prepare for it. God, but you people had pride in you and you thought that you are better because of your evil way of dressing, your evil lifestyle. On that you thought you are better than these people who submit to Allah Ta'ala. And then not only that, but you turned around and you went in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. And you passed over the achievements of this dunya, buildings that we had put up, our sports events, all these things. We thought that is the object of life. And just that lifestyle, that evil lifestyle of ours, we thought that is everything. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُسْتَيْقِنِينَ وَارْحَمْكُ يَقِينَ نَهِي هُوتَ. This chapter in which it is discussed that it is not permissible, it is haram for a woman to keep nafil rozas when her husband is present at home, but with his permission. Because if she keeps rozas and he wants to satisfy his conjugal rights, he cannot do so because she is fasting. So do not allow any person to come into his house but with his permission. A person who is a ghair mahram, a person who she can marry, such a person is not allowed in any case to be alone with the wife. Any other person, whether it is, for example, the wife's brother also, but if that a woman may not engage in any nafil ibadat without her husband's consent. In the faraz ibadat, she doesn't need the husband's consent, and even things which are haram, and if the husband consents to it, like for her to cut her hair, to dress against Islamic principles immodestly, then to satisfy himself, then that will not be permitted. It will upset the whole apple cart in the home. The second portion of the hadith informs us that a woman may not permit into her house any man whom her husband does not approve of. And those which are not allowed according to Sharia, that in they also raise the alarm bells that something is not right here in the neighborhood. But if it's a family member, they also think, well, it's the husband's brother that has come or somebody, so there is nothing wrong, and that is even more dangerous. The reason for this is there may be some enmity between the two men, and this will. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أما يخشى أحدكم إذا رفع رأسه قبل الإمام أن يجعل الله رأسه رأس حمار. Do not doing acts of namaz before the imam does them. Other ulama of the view that a physical transformation of the body is also possible. That even in these days it is possible Allah changes a person's face. In fact, an instance is narrated. Ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi mentions the Istisawu weakness, seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, beg his pardon. But don't try and test any matter of deen. This can be extremely, extremely dangerous for a person. المرأة أن تصوم وزوجها شاهد إلا بإذنه. That it is not permissible for a woman to fast, to keep rozas while her husband is present, that is nafil rozas. While the husband is at home, if he's during the day at home and she wants to keep nafil rozas, and in case he wants to satisfy himself.
Aapka martaba is jahan mein, aapka martaba is jahan mein, jaise khurshid ho aasman mein, jaise khurshid ye hai, wa rafa'na ka inaam ye hai. آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں دوست تو یہ ہے پہلا جہاں میں سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو وہ بھلا جائے کس گلستاں میں سارے جہاں میں کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد کچھ نہیں دم ہے اختر زباں میں
اللہ تبارک و تعالی أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم What a life, how great Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم is. Also, we must remember that by in the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there is no vacuum. So if we don't have the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the heart, then there will be somebody else's love. And very sadly today, it will be the love of some material that we just want to follow the sunnahs under any and all conditions. And that's Durood Sharif becomes natural on our tongue. May Allah, and that we want to spread the deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the whole world, and we want to see that the deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is alive, and all the others, ashiqs of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam, who are continuously engaged in salawat. So, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasalam's position, aapka martaba is jahan mein. Your position in this world, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jaise khurshid ho aasmaan mein. It is like the sun.